Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. Look at that scripture. We do like, you know, like recall it, we say it, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm trusting God that God will grant us the word will become in our lives today. You know, it will become. Bible says the word became. So there's a mutation that makes the word not of hearing anymore, but of functionality. Did you catch that? So it's not that you are verbalizing it, you're just saying it or recalling the scripture. You are living the life. Did you catch it? Okay. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee. Now, you see that term there is future continuous. It shall not. Did you catch that? So it doesn't matter how they construct it. That's the future of whatever they construct. It shall not. And every tongue that shall. Hallelujah. I shared with you how it's God's plan for our lives to live a very peaceful life. But peace is not given, it is generated. Don't forget that. That's what we learned here. You are looking for somebody to give you peace, may you not be found in pieces. Because you know, let somebody praise the Lord. Yeah, you have to generate it. Amen. You have to do what? Yeah, you generate it. It has a great peace have they that love thy law. Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they that love thy law. Nothing shall by any means, offend them. Nothing will irritate them. Did you see that shall there too? Hallelujah. So it's a future continuous tense. So that you are assured of the outcome of what you set in motion. Let's go back to Isaiah 54 now. It says, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, not God, you shall condemn it. It's not you that will be telling them, can you share? Can you work? I tell you. No, no, no. But you see, what you set in motion will put them into falsehood. Because by the time they examine your work, what they throw at you or the argument will be found to be falsehood. You see, you shall condemn is an outflow of your product. Are you here? Hallelujah. Your work, your product, the outcome, when they examine your work, it will be found to be untrue. Did you catch that? Now, how does that come about, though? He said, this is the heritage, what God bequeaths to his children. To his servant. Why? Their righteousness is of God. Hallelujah. Did you catch that? He said, this is the heritage, this is the lifestyle. This is the largesse of life the servants of God live. Why? Their righteousness. What exempt them from all the acronym or the acrobatic display of the enemy? He said, their righteousness is of me. That is, what you found right about them is derived from me. Did you catch that? All right. So lift up your hand today now. And say, God, let this word become in me. Bible says, and the word became, and it dwelt among us. Now, this is the heritage. I share with you, why should you have God? This is why you should have God. So that when they examine what you want, when they examine your outcome, when they examine your product, they will discover, this is not this man doing this thing. No, this thing is a derived righteousness. Set us free to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be looking at managing your righteousness. Managing your righteousness. You know, when you acquire an item, there is acquisition cost and there is maintenance cost. If you get lottery and you are able to buy a big car or a big product or you know and you can't maintain it, they will know you are not a qualified owner. Are you here? Yeah. What makes you a qualified donor is your ability not only to acquire it. And so if you're struggling maintaining what you acquire, downsize. Truth from heaven. Are you here? So when people buy a car, I said, you won't, the car, you will use the car won't use you. Because sometimes you'll be like, you know, let me make you laugh. When we just came to this country, first time we wanted to go to DC. So we went to do rent a car. We didn't have a car then. So my wife and I and the children, or the car we had can, it can only do local. You know, in fact, if you take it, oh my God. Anyway, that's another story. You can only go, you can't leave our street. You can't leave our street. If we are going to go far, you can't go far. Yeah, anyway, we thank God for it. You know, to God be glory, somebody saw we were struggling so bad. So we came to church one day and the sister called me. He said, Pastor, come. And I wasn't a pastor then, I was a worker. I said, sir, come, come. He said, I imagine how you and your family are managing. He said, we have this car. It's an old car, but if you can use it, you can just manage. At least it will save you snow. Because I used to walk in the snow like, oh God, have mercy. Anyway, that's how the car came about. So if we are driving the car will be so. But it can just do our street. That's how good the car. Anyway, I thank God it was useful. I didn't condemn it. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap. So we went to rent this car. Went to rent a car, like mommy said, my people. I didn't know how to negotiate. I didn't know that like one that you can get unlimited mileage. Now this guy gave me 200 miles a day. My people, we went to DC before we came back. Oh my God. Every mile it was like, can we come out of the car and carry the car? Can we just come out of the car and all of us carry this car on our head? Because every mile was making matter worse. Then I didn't know the road. I didn't know how to interpret. I was exiting Turnpike and coming back into Turnpike like four times. Anyway, you won't suffer in Jesus' name. Now, do you get the point I'm making about maintenance cost, right? All right? So there's a maintenance that is surrounding your acquisition, including the righteousness you have in Christ. This righteousness is a bestowed righteousness, but say you have to manage it so that it doesn't get lost. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You see the story of my brother this morning, because you see, sometimes you see, you know what people do to gain their testimony. One more righteousness, my people, to fulfill all righteousness. And that same day, she says, oh, I've been a proponent of it. I speak about it. Then one day, something will come to check your righteousness. But thank God, mommy, you don't know how much I restrain myself from talking about that. You know, it's not because it's bad to talk about it, but because of the abuse that surrounds it, you know. Sure, you get it. Because the first mention of it, you'll be like, they come again. No. Can I say that you say a secret? Church runs here. Church runs here. That's why nothing is paid for. Give God a hand clap. Let somebody praise the Lord. 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 One more righteousness, my people. One more. He's been doing it from his youth. Then one more. Then God, thank God. God sent me. Let's read that way. Because if there is no one who can forewarn you that there's a blessing in it. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. He said, destroy it not, for there's a blessing in it. He said, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in clusters. You know, cluster is trouble, my people. A bunch of it, everything will look like, but don't cast away that grape. He said new wine is found in clusters. When you see clusters of situation, it will look like things are about to finish. But he said, one say to another, destroy not. You see that thing you call cluster? If you process it, new wine will come out. He said, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant. See, I will send him somebody who will tell him, destroy it not. Give God the anchor. Maintaining your righteousness. You have to know how to maintain it, not just how to earn it. Look at 1 Corinthians, James chapter 1, verse 25. The scripture says there, it said, if we look into the perfect law, the word of law, the word of God, you see, there's no innovation that will make it not work again. Are you here? It's a perfect law. Is a perfect law. In Psalm 119, he said, I've seen the end of all perfection, but your word is exceedingly broad. Praise the Lord. He says here, also look, if you look into the perfect law of liberty, look at the next sentence. And do what? And continue. That's the key, babagon, because it's not the start of. That day was to check whether you will continue. Shall we continue? Jesus Christ said, ye are my disciples, if you continue, my people. Is the, you know, oh my God, have mercy. You know, it disturbs me how people start and they don't continue. Shall we continue? I've shared with you how the race of life is not who won. We don't win the race of life. The call is to finish, not to give up. Say, I won't give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. He said, but be ye not, you see, doing what is right wears anybody out. Amen. Yeah, Bible says, be ye not weary. You see, we're doing well wears you. You think you are not a fool. But destroy it not. Say destroy it not. Say destroy it not. Yeah. He said, say in due time. He didn't know something was due. You won't follow. You know how often I tell people, I say, you will not say you are not doing it again. You think I'm trying to derive good? No, you don't know it's an eternal prayer so that your due season will find you. You know there's a time season will come, but the person for whom the season came, say, I won't die. Give God the anchor. He said, for in due season, we shall reap. My people, look at God. How can somebody pay money due in March? My people. If it's locked, then check your account tomorrow. If you don't see it there, then you know it's not locked. My people. Say, you know, this is how it works, man. How can something due in March? And then because you did something, you know how I told you the code had to be complete? Thank God, he put in the last code. And the ATM just say, let somebody praise the Lord. Whoa! What is righteousness, my people? Doing everything God says. Are you here? Don't say I've been doing it before. I was speaking with a friend of mine. I said, when you sow a seed, because you are eager, do you go and be... You saw it yesterday, then you're going to be opening it today. I say, are you not coming out? Say, don't disturb it. As you do not know the way of the wind, and how bones grow in the belly of him that is with a baby, so you do not know the ways of God who doeth all things. Say, I will keep doing it. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23 to 25. My people, you see, anytime you are challenged to stop doing what is right, that's the time you should not stop. Are you here? I will show it to you now. Because you see, that you start doesn't impress the Satan. He will wait. Say, he will wait in front. Oh, my people. Go and ask Abraham. How long he believed God, he hoped in God. At 1990 something, Satan came. And God had to say, walk before me and be. This is somebody to whom it was imputed that he believed God. And then just before the corner turned, somebody sold him a new gospel. Say, not here. See what the Bible says here. It says, he brought us out from where we were. That you might what? Not to stick you out there. He brought you out to bring you in. And to give us, and the essence of giving, doing that is to give us the land. My people, that's why it's so good to understand what you are doing. So that when somebody sells you a new gospel, you say, we don't do that in our tribe. Are you here? Hallelujah. Look at verse 23, verse 24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these things, to fear the Lord our God. For what? I share with you how this spiritual life is a predictable life. Are you here? It's not a chance of what falls on us. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. He said, how continuous is our good? Say always. Always. Predictable. Praise God. For our good always. That he might preserve us alive. As he has done till this day. Now look at the next verse. He said, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe. I've told you, righteousness, fulfilling all righteousness is not a laundry list that you check. I've washed the tire. I've cooked. I've done laundry. No. That's not how we follow God. We follow God, anything he tells you. And don't ever look at what you've done. Look at what is remaining. My people, don't do that. I've seen people who can say, Pastor, oh, I've tried. But you haven't finished. Have you left? No. You can't win because you tried. You can't finish because you tried. If you don't give up in due time. He said, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. Please, I beg you, never look at what you have done. Because Paul put it this way. He said, I do not count myself to have attained. If you look at what you've done, you can have a false sense of accomplishment. Whereas like Joshua, he was old and stricken in age. But there are yet land unconquered. Say, I will finish. Let me quickly tell you the goal of Satan so that you know how to keep going. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. His goal is to deceive. Look at the commentary of my brother. He said, I have to take care of this bill, man. I have to take care of it. Or how did you say it? It would be like, man, no. It's like, I've tried. Not knowing that that's the last code. You know your password to your ATM. You get 3. The remaining one, you say you've tried. It doesn't work. And you're speaking in tongues. Except you're thinking in tongues, bring back the memory of the remaining code. The goal of Satan is to deceive. He said, but I fear. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church. Don't worry. Don't forget. Satan uses every means, my people. Are you here? Bible says, he uses, including what you like, including what you don't like. My people, don't forget that. He uses any means. As the serpent deceived or beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted. From the simplicity, things that was easy or simple for you to do before, then you say, I'm not a fool. Not knowing you are playing a fool right there. Say, not me. The goal is to deceive. So you should know how to maintain your righteousness. Paul said, John put it this way. Though he slay me, I will yet thank him. I will only maintain my ways. That's my call. Just keep doing what he tells you to do. He wants to deceive. Number two, he seeks to overthrow. He seeks to overthrow. His deception is to overthrow us in the way. Matthew chapter 4 verse 9. Matthew chapter 4 verse 9. The Bible puts it there. He has tempted him this way, that way. And he said, okay, you know what? Everything I've been saying is not even important to me. You see all this, turn stone to bread, you know, cast yourself down. He said, you know, that's not even where I'm going. This way I'm going. Bow and die. Did you see that? You see, if you listen to Satan well, you will see his falsehood. Somebody tells you, fall down. But God doesn't tell us. He will say, arise. The fall that man fell, we haven't got out of it. Though. You know, the Bible says, you know, every time we'll be talking about the fall of man. The fall of man. But Isaiah 60, what did God say? Say, I will not fall. I shared with you three reasons why you pray. You pray so that you will not faint. You pray so that you will not fail. You pray so that you will not fall. None of that will happen to any of us in Jesus' name. He said, cast yourself down. Fall down. He wants to overthrow. Did you catch that? Like government, he wants us to have a change of government. After I've shared with you how any spirit that inhabits a man seeks to characterize itself in that man. Are you here? That's why the Holy Spirit has the fruit of the Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, it characterizes itself by its manifestation. People who think you are gentle, they didn't know it's a fruit. It's the Spirit in you that characterizes itself like that. And somebody say, oh, you know, I'm always angry. And yes, it's because of the... Say not me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit therefrom. You see that? So there's a manifest of Spirit, not the Holy Spirit alone. You will not be overthrown in Jesus' name. And lastly, please let's stand up on our feet. I have to close. He seeks to overthrow you from your steadfastness. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17. He therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, including the one I just shared with you now, say beware. The maintenance cost of your righteousness. It's not just to say I'm the righteousness of Christ, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh yes, that's what is imputed to us. But how do you maintain it? He said that you might be found of him in peace. Hallelujah. He said, beware lest ye also, like he led the angels away. You don't know Satan. What did he tell angels? People who are noble are not people. Amen. Satan will not deceive us. Do you know what the Bible says concerning the end time? He said, if the days are not shortened, so God in his wisdom, the way he will counteract the Satan is to bring an end ahead of his projected time. He said, if the days are not shortened, even the very elect. Beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your steadfastness. See how we keep standing. Let's go before the Lord tonight. And lift up our eyes. Say, Lord, thank you. Give me grace to continue. Let's learn from this testimony of my brother. He said, Father, it's a sacrifice. You know, if it's hurting you, tell God. I've shared that with you. I shared it on the prayer line the other day. He said, pour your heart. Psalm 62 verse 8. He said, pour your heart before you mourn people. Oh, God, this thing you sent me to do, oh, it's tough. Like my wife, he said, Lord, I, if you tell me all things work together, but I don't see it. You know, look, Psalm 62. He said, trust in him at all times, ye people. Do what? Pour your heart. Say, God, Jesus said it now. He said, God, if it's possible, my will is that I don't go through this thing. But if it's not possible, let your will be done. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And the angel will come and strengthen you. Only don't push yourself to do it, okay? Don't say, God, you know, you took the tea. But he will show up, amen. Look at my brother the next morning, my people. Like Nebuchadnezzar, that guy could not sleep. God will talk for you. Because he did something that mandated God. And God said, okay, the heart of every man is in God's hand. You can't wait to, you know how to struggle. And he will struggle with it. He said, well, it's not due yet. No. You don't know the Holy Spirit. I told you the resilience of the Holy Spirit. Did I share it with you? The resilience of the Holy Spirit. He will tell you something, you downplay it. He will tell you something, you downplay it. Then one day, you're not thinking about it. He will just bring that thing up again. Oh, actually, you are still, I thought you forgot this one. No, no. Lift your hand to God. I said, God, give me grace to continue. Haven't begun. Let's use our brother's testimony as you helped him. Now, you don't know the reality of what he faced. You don't know, my people. But according to him, he doesn't even know what we'll be doing here today. According to him, he said, God, this is a sacrifice. This is a sacrifice. He didn't know that it was for his benefit. Glory to God. God doesn't take any... God doesn't benefit from our obedience, though. No, if you go to heaven, does he benefit God? He lives there. It's him you are coming to meet. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we thank you. Just as I said, Lord, thank you for the righteousness you have imputed to me. In our salvation story, we didn't do anything to earn it. We didn't do it. And that's fine. We didn't do anything. Jesus did everything. But to continue, to maintain it, my people. Bible says if they go back, haven't tasted of the power of the age to come, to bring them into repentance will be difficult. But that will not be our story in the name of Jesus. Lighthouse, it is God's good pleasure to bring you into, to give you the land. You will not be found outside it. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. That I will not just be a speaker of this word, but a doer of it too. You know, because you wrote the word of God, because you wrote it, not only that you say it or you hear it, even if you wrote it, like Moses, he wrote the Ten Commandments, but when he violated the pleasure of God, God told him, go up and die. Say, please help me. Don't let me just be a speaker of this word, but a doer of it too. Don't let me be deceived. Don't let me be overthrown. Don't let me be led away from my own steadfastness too. Father, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hand on your chest here. God will go to the assembly and will make life light. He said, my burden is light. Just stay with God, okay? Leave me alone. You just stay with God. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and will not doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. So as I'm singing that song, anything you that is a burden is really, like my brother, is a, you know, you really want to do what you want to do. But just put it at the feet of Jesus now, okay? Let him take care of it. Tomorrow we break. Abby? Tomorrow we break now. So why don't you just give it to him today and let's see by tomorrow. The one that has longevity that can change tomorrow, it will change tomorrow. But if you are expecting a baby, you know that can't happen tomorrow, right? You have to wait till like 9 months, right? Okay, but let's just trust God. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and will not doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Daddy, through the testimony of your son, he said, now I know this thing is not a scam. Daddy, prove yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everybody return here with a proof that we convince others you are true. In Jesus' name we pray. I share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. There will be no fasting prayer tonight. You are free to have a blessed lunch. and God will help you. You are free. You are free to say that. I didn't say you must, but if you choose, you know, treat yourself. But you are good to break your fast after church. Okay? God bless you. We'll come together again next week.